Hello, sisters. I'm just going to give you a little overview of the Take Joy Seriously event that I attended at the Pollinators this evening, earlier this evening. And I have written notes because I'm really bad at speaking off the cuff and memorizing stuff too. So yeah, if you hear the sound of the paper, that's just me consulting my notes. If you hear a scratching and slurping sound and grunting, that's my cat. He's just sitting over here on the coffee table, cleaning himself right at this very moment. But yeah, I'm not going to work my schedule around here. And I am wearing my party animal. It's an eye mask that I got from a Lorraine Lee party that I also attended tonight. And yeah, I just thought I'll wear it like a crown thing because I think it's appropriate for me. So take joy seriously. Nice little seminar presentation thing that I went along to at Pollinators, and it was also run like a meetup networking event. So if any of you ladies are considering, going to these meetup slash networking events at Pollinators, I highly recommend it. So this one tonight was a meetup from life coach called Acilia Tarantino. She's new to Jarrow. She's only been here for 5 months, and she's actually been all over the world and came here from England. She did live for a while in France. She does speak two or three languages. She also had an Italian father but an English mother. So yeah, very lovely person. She's actually one of those people that I just like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, I feel like I know you from somewhere. So it's one of those bizarre things. And then she said to me, I feel like I know you from somewhere too, but we could not for the life of us figure out where we know each other from. So I think it might be something a bit more like spiritual or something. So yeah, but I don't know, it does happen to me a fair bit. But anyway, so attending the event entailed, okay, so you sign up, you come in through the door, they have a little sign up table thing or sign in table thing, and to which they sort of let you know, like, there's a series of little steps to go through that take you on a journey around the room and end up at the bar. So I thought that was a pretty cute little thing to do. And so the first step was there at the sign-in table, which had a little box thing that said take a conversation starter card. So I got my card. I think they all had different things on them. So yeah, this was to help people break the ice and start talking to people that they didn't really know and yada yada. So, and mine's got a series of questions on it. How did you make a difference today? What did you see or hear that made you think of or feel good? Made you think or feel good, I guess. Talk about the first time you fell in love. Wow. Find something in common with the person you're talking to. What was your biggest success? Talk about an embarrassing or funny moment you had today in life. I zeroed in on that. That's what I ran around asking people. What was your hardest moment and what did you learn from that? Probably a bit more deep and meaningful, but given that it was quite a good turnout and there was a lot of people to meet, I didn't want to go too deep with stuff right there and then. But anyhow, yeah, good conversation starters, and I'm sure there's like a million others. So keep that one in my bag for future networking events. So then I continued on the journey around the room. So all these steps that we had to go through, like set up like little stations, and there was a simple activity at each step, which then when you get through all the steps, you get led to the bar. So I just thought this was such a good way to get people engaged and warmed up before the presentation. So I think how she sort of had it structured, I suppose, is that everyone got a bit, got into the mood sort of thing. And of course, you could just go to the bar if you wanted to, and just start thinking about in these little ways, thinking about the topic at hand. So, and I just thought this is really a cool thing to do, and something I'm going to take away with me as a trainer assessor in adult education. I can implement this kind of technique for getting people warmed up into the topic. So, because there's always, well, in some of the lesson plan templates I've used in the past, there's always a section at the top for warm up. Well, like after your like housekeeping intro and all that jazz, there's a bit that says warm up on some templates, not all, and but nothing on how you actually get people warmed up for a topic. And this right here was just excellent firsthand insight for me into how, how this is how you get people warmed up for it. So in a very creative way, and I love it. Anything that's really creative is it's really good for people. It's good for everyone. So where you sign in and get your conversation started was step one. Step two was a big sign that said, let's see if I can bring it up. Right. Stop it, drop it, don't forget to breathe. Take a breath, breathe in life. Take a moment, breathe out the crap, repeat. Look around, what do you see? So I'm just like, well, lots of people. But, people, well, I could see people who were already engaged, like just animatedly talking with each other, like in a good way. It was a very buzzing social atmosphere. Okay, so then on to step three, it was a bit of a self-check. It was like a poster that said, how did you wake up this morning? And then there was pictures of like people being happy or people being grumpy, rah rah rah. And then there was a big pictogram of a joy scale asking, where are you at today? Okay, and I'm just like, okay, well, didn't have to physically do anything, just think about it. But when it said, how did you wake up this morning? I was just like, well, I forgot to wake up this morning. So, because I didn't set my alarm. So I slept right through to like lunchtime. But anyway, I got to the important stuff today. So that's the important thing. Then on to step four. Please write an intention for your weekend. And there was post-it notes stuck underneath and texters. So, and then it had the questions, how do you want to feel? What do you want to experience? And because I thought, oh, there's lots of like actual target goals that I want, would want to set as an intention, but this sort of went a bit more deeper than that. Then it said, remember to wake up in the morning and recite your intentions. So I thought, that's really cool. That's another way of setting intentions. So we're all sitting there, writing on our post-it notes, what's our intention for the weekend. And so I suppose I think I made mine to feel massive satisfaction upon completing projects. Because originally I'm just like, oh, I've got to complete this, got to finish that, got to finish this, got to finish that. And I just thought, no, that's too clinical, too, KPI oriented or something. Like, got to put the joy into reaching goals. Right, then on to step five. Write down, what do you need for your business to succeed? Oh, that's like a poem, which was also on post-it notes with texters. And well, I thought, well, I can't completely get away from the fact that I have to be practical and just state the truth. I need paying customers for my business to be successful. So yeah, I just thought, I've got to be real. For my business to succeed, I need paying customers. Anyway, so yeah, putting that out there. And then on to step six. Write a compliment for yourself and place into the joy box. Now, this she kind of had like one of those things where you have partially cut or torn paper in strips. So you can like tear one off and write a compliment on it. So I wrote, "You are beautiful inside and out." Now, this is important because something comes up a bit later about this. Right. And then on to step seven. What would you need right now to make you feel joy? And also with post-it notes and some texters, and I'm trying to remember what I put on there. I can't even remember now. Something good and clever, but too clever that I can't even remember. Then she had more little stations set up, like on the way to the bar, with just like snippets of info. And I took photos of stuff, so that's why there's a mobile phone screen lighting up my face. Joy is. Oh, great. I have to zoom it up. Oh. Right, zoom up. Stay on my crown. Stay on my crown. Crown, stay on my head. Joy is. A state of being that lacks nothing to be happy. Quoted by Andre Gide. Not sure if that's the right pronunciation. Joy is thus an increase in our power, linked to the realization of our desires and our efforts to persevere in existence. It is a barometer to know that if I'm aligned with myself, my desires, and who I am. Then also, joy is doing what makes you happy, being with who makes you smile, laughing as much as you breathe, loving as long as you live. Oh, I think that's what I put on my what do you need right now to make you feel joy was, or when are you at your most happiest or something. Like, I don't even remember the exact question, but it was about, something like what makes you feel joy. And so it's like, yeah, well, two things when I'm at my most happiest: completing projects and socializing with great people. So there you go, not too much to ask, hey, I would have thought. Right. So then there was a bit of, then there was another station with a poster of Acilia's autobiography. And just to shorten that down for you all, she comes from a mixed culture family, which I've already said. She's widely travelled. She started her working life in the tourism industry, then retrained in self-development and found that she could empower people through positive psychology. So, and there's sort of like she goes a bit more into that specifically what that means. Then there was another poster for create an emotional aid toolbox. So I'm just going to bring it up on my phone. Create an emotional aid toolbox, right. Number one, start with calm. Identify your shoulds with quotes. What am I imposing on myself and in my business? Number two, clarity. Emotional clarity. Be honest with yourself and your state. 0 to 10 scale. Emotional weather forecast. Positive and negative emotions. Observe. Be present. Give your inner critic a name. Dissociate yourself and become friends. I think she means with yourself. Become friends with yourself, not your inner critic. I think. Yeah, because she's saying dissociate from your inner critic. Become friends with yourself. Number three, develop your confidence and courage. Learn what you want, how to say not to. Learn to say not to what you don't. Maybe it's a typo. Maybe it's how to say no to what you don't want. To not be afraid of doing it your way. Number four, evaluate your strengths, your values. What do you have to offer in others that they may not have? Your uniqueness, a savoir, speciality. Learn to recognize your qualities, characteristics, and your inner resources. There's a few typos. Calm and mindfulness is a start. Number five, make a list and focus on what you have and not what you don't have or what you don't want. Sounds a lot like law of attraction. So this all resonates with me. Look at it, but accept it to transform it instead of focusing on it. Okay, interesting. Number six, stop joining in with negative stories or telling the same old story. Focus on the solution. Ask for feedback to get ideas and to overcome obstacles. Learn from others without feeling inferior or better. Number seven, make a diary of your positive experiences. Oh my God, I did this. Oh my God, in 2003. And successes so you can look back when feeling down. Where did I? I don't know where I got the idea from. I'm talking like back in 2003. I started a positivity diary. Now, I was researching how to build a better self-esteem, probably for my work with cadets. And because I was probably coaching or mentoring some young people that had massive, massive self-esteem issues. And then I realized that I also had massive self-esteem issues, and I also had been quite demoralized. I had some bad experiences at TAFE, and I was harassed out of class. And the thing I couldn't understand within myself was that, like, I was the top student in my whole entire I was the top student in my whole entire course, in the whole entire department, actually. And, but my classmates turned on me, and, well, strangely enough, they were all males. And, well, maybe that's not so strange, but, yeah, so unsurprisingly, they were all males, of course. I won the Rotary Club scholarship for the electronics department, which pays for your course. And I won it because I have completed TAFE qualifications earlier in life. I had massive obstacles in meeting my study obligations. I also volunteered for the community at Cadets, and I had no family support. I was 1,000 kilometres away from my family at that stage. I didn't have a car. I had to take public transport everywhere. So there was a whole numerous set of factors, and it also helped that I was performing extremely well. There were several factors that the Rotary Club looked at as the conditions for the scholarship. So, of course, the blokes all got up in arms and said that, oh, you just won it because you're the only woman. So they all got sour in the mouth about that, and I just thought, oh yeah, whatever, that's their opinion. But yeah, then it escalated onto a massive harassment campaign where even the lecturers did nothing to stop it. So I actually got the lecturers into massive fucking shit as well, because I went to the equity officer, who she just went ape shit on everyone's ass. So anyway, I didn't want to tell a long story, but the whole thing made me feel so demoralized. And I'm looking at myself going, how can I let this affect me so much? Like, I'm the top student. Like, I have succeeded so much. I have done so well, but having these hypercritical people of me has really like brought me down to nothing, and I'm just like, how can this happen? How can I have such a low self-esteem that people being critical of me and fucking assholes and the rest of it can completely destroy me like this? So of course, it spurred me to do research. So I'm like, I've got to mentor young people as well who have self-esteem issues too. Like, how am I going to mentor them? So yeah, I'm like, I've got to fix my self-esteem first, right? So yeah, I did a lot of research. There was, even back then, a lot on the internet. And somewhere it said, write down everything you've achieved. Start off with just each day for like 2 weeks straight. Write down one thing each day that you did that was good. And it could be anything at all. It doesn't matter how pissy it sounds. If it's something that you did good, write it down. Okay, like, no one's going to judge you on your level of success. Or it's not about that. Cast aside all of society's expectations and your own judgments and everything on what's defined as successful. Just write down anything that you do good for today. And you got to do that for 2 weeks or 14 days, however long it was. Then, at the end of that 2 weeks, then you just start doing weekly. So weekly, what was like one major thing that you achieved this week? And I can't remember how long that went for. I'll have to check. I've still got the diary somewhere. So I don't know, maybe a couple of months or something. So then, week, so then you have your weekly ones. Then it went to monthly. And you know what? By that stage, it wasn't hard. It started off being the most difficult thing exercise I ever undertook. By the time I got to the monthly stage, I had no problems at all identifying things that I achieved or good things that I did, whatever it was. I started to be in the mindset of, I am a good person and I do good things. And what it does is, over that time, it's sending into your subconscious mind all the good messages. Because our subconscious takes in all the negative. Every time someone puts us down, every time we put ourselves down, all that negative self-talk, that all goes into your subconscious. And your subconscious is like a sponge. So all this, like, writing down stuff that I've achieved in this in my I called it my positive diary, enforced in me the belief that I am good, I am worthy, and I never looked back. Like, it just, I don't know, it just turned things around for me so much. So yeah, highly recommended to do this diary, highly recommended. If you have problems with negative self-talk, you can turn it around. Right, so yeah, sorry about that little side story, but yeah, it works, okay? Right, then the next little stop around the room was create a joy toolbox. So we've got the emotional aid toolbox that had the make a diary of your positive experiences. Yep. Right, so onto the create a joy toolbox. Right, she's just got like a list of stuff. Create a morning ritual. Complete this sentence. If I gave myself permission to have more joy in my life, I dot dot dot. From 0 to 10, ask yourself how much does it give you joy? Must be that thing that you answered in the first sentence. I could make this into a worksheet if you like. Understand who I am to know what I love and how to develop my own style of working. Okay. And maybe write that down. Perhaps. I probably would. Then create a joy scale from 0 to 10 or 0 to 100% for everything you do. Ooh, interesting. Okay. If I can't zap it, then how can I do it by adding more fun to the task or giving it to someone who loves to do it? Okay, this is good. Then list at least 5 things that make you joyful or bring you fun, with whom or what. What's important for me? 6 months to live question. Oh, that's cool. Plan your time for joy. You only need to add 20% more fun, play, joy, or well-being to feel 80% better and more inspired. That's the Pareto 80-20 principle. If you don't know what that's about, you can Google it. Reconnect to those moments when you felt joy or happy. Increase them. Reconnect to those moments. Yeah, okay, yep. Find a buddy for support. Go out and do new things. Discover new things. Create new experiences. Oh, hell yes. Do mindful exercises to come back to you and the present moment. Yep, good. Living in the present. Before sleeping. Maybe she means list 3 things proud you did. 3 things you're grateful for. 3 things you did well, 3 things you want. Maybe 3 things proud you did means 3 things you did that you're proud of. But hey, can check with her. I've got website and Facebook and LinkedIn details, which I'll put up later. Right, so that's the right, so before sleeping. Right, that's really cool. To list all those things that will give you dopamine. I'm pretty sure that's what that's about, is giving you some dopamine. Or is it serotonin? Right. We'll ask about that. But anyway, that whatever it creates a sense of well-being. And I think for a lot of people, that would stop all the overthinking going through their heads when they're ready to go to sleep at night. It could do. Right. So then, and then I made it to the bar. Of course. And actually reconnected with people I was sort of already acquainted with, but haven't had much chance to talk to a lot more, or just get to know them a lot better and stuff. So that was actually quite good too. And then we got sat down for the presentation and discussion on joy, smiling and laughter. And did you know? Apparently, according to the research Acelia has done, laughing makes you more intelligent. So why I'm laughing all the time? Because I need to be more intelligent. Well, it works, because I'm not going to say I'm dumb, because I'm definitely intelligent. So I think it works, guys. Then she had a lady, and I'm sorry, I can't remember her name, but I'm sure she's probably well known around town, that does laughing yoga. And she got us to do a bit of laughing exercise, and oh my God, it was hilarious. It was so, oh my God, I can't even, right? There was this guy halfway through the exercise, there was like this burly looking bloke at the back of the room, and he just started wetting himself. Seriously, he was just hysterical. It was fucking funny. And I just thought, I wonder how much this dude is through, how society is and everything. He's expected to be stoic, and how, well, men are socialized not to display too many emotions and stuff like that. Like, it was just like a tap got turned on in him, and he was just fucking killing himself. And it was just, and of course, when you see someone killing themselves laughing, you just like, you fucking lose it as well. Like, it's so contagious. You'd have to have a problem, a serious problem, if you didn't find it funny. Anyway. So then she closed off the presentation, and we had some mingle time. And then she went around with the joy box that we'd all written our compliments into, went around to everyone to just, take a lucky dip out of the compliments, right? And what I got, I actually got a double whammy, because someone wrote on a post-it note, there was a rebel in the group, and one of the torn strips of paper ended up stuck on the back. So I actually got two compliments. So I feel extra special right now. But interesting to note, the compliment on the post-it note, "You are beautiful." I'm just like, wow, so someone, maybe that person, hopefully got my compliment about being beautiful on the inside and the outside. And the little torn off one says, "You are aware." Oh, does it show up? Oh, yeah, there. "You are aware." Yes, thank you. I already knew that about myself. But hey, it's a compliment, and I will accept it graciously. So then, I know I had some more notes. I do. So, in relation to business or working for yourself, basically what I got from this evening meetup thing, you're more likely to succeed if it's your passion or if it makes you feel joy. Right? Business is more likely to succeed if there is passion or joy. What I also took away from this meetup was how smiling and laughing increases your dopamine, which was I mean, it probably goes without saying, but it wasn't anything that came up in my research when I did the video tutorial on increasing your dopamine for study for my online students. Because dopamine helps with concentration and memory and focus. And just like a sense of well-being. You just feel like, and I guess that would help with motivation. Anyway, I can't remember, but yeah, the main things were focus, concentration, and memory. So basically it makes you feel like you can do your study. It also increases your blood flow and oxygen levels, which in turn all of this benefits your health, focus, concentration, and relationships. Also, what I took away is that joy is contagious and will rub off onto others. Now, I do have, so her website is, sorry about this, I did have it on one of it. Right, so it's www.takejoyseriously.org, and if you type in Take Joy Seriously in Facebook, you will find her Facebook page. And she's also on LinkedIn as Acilia Tarantino. But if you go to her website, there is her LinkedIn, what do they call it, like hot link or something. So there is a link on her website to her LinkedIn profile as well. So it was overall, it was a really good meetup, and I highly recommend it, and I hope I have taught you something today about taking joy seriously. And my crown doesn't want to stay on. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this, sisters, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.